and we thank you all.
Today marked the 100th year since the event began. The United Nations nuclear watchdog reporting more violations of an international agreement by Iran.
UN inspectors saying they found man-made uranium at a location Iran had failed to declare. The revelation follows a series of public breaches by Iran in recent months of its international nuclear deal after the US quit that agreement.
Fox's Simon Owen. A federal judge dismissing a lawsuit filed by President Trump designed to block the House from obtaining his state tax returns. The judge, a Trump appointee, ruled the president could not challenge the case in D.C. federal court. No word from the White House whether a suit will be filed in another jurisdiction. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are on the eve of some drastic weather changes, but for today on this Veterans Day, very comfortable. High temperature in the lower 70s, much of the day dry, some spotty showers possible later on in the afternoon. Then tonight, periods of rain. The Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning. Windy, sharply colder, low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain in the morning. High temperature may reach the mid-40s by, let's say, mid to late morning, and then fall off drastically. We'll be in the 30s by sunset. North winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour will make it seem colder. Tuesday night, clear, cold, the first freeze. I think the low temperature on Wednesday morning of 24 is in jeopardy. We could tie it possibly. Wind chill into the middle teens and sunshine on Wednesday with a high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A gag order is now in place in the case against the man accused of kidnapping Anaya Blanchard. The Lee County District Attorney says the gag order prohibits him and 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid's legal team from speaking on the details of the case. Blanchard is still missing. A missing person search is underway in Demopolis. Police have not released much information, but say they're assisting the FBI and out-of-state agencies with the search. They're asking the public to avoid areas with heavy police activity. And Montgomery police have arrested a man in connection to a recent shooting. This happened just after 10 o'clock Friday night in the 3300 block of East Tuskegee Circle. The victim was taken to the hospital. We've asked for an update on their condition. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
On Tuesday, November 12th, registered voters residing in Alabama House District 74 will go to the polls to elect their representative. The following polling places will be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Montgomery Museum of Fine Arts, Del Rey Church of Christ, Flowers Elementary School, Eastmont Baptist Church, Lagoon Park Fire Station, Frazier United Methodist Church, Eastdale Baptist Church, Houston Hills Community Center, King Hill Community Center, Where's Ferry Road Elementary School, First Christian Church, and the St. James United Methodist Church. If you have questions about whether or not you reside in District 74, please contact the Montgomery County Board of Registrars at 334-832-1215. Get out and exercise your franchise on Tuesday, November 12th.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Record-breaking Arctic blast is closing in on much of the country. 80% of the U.S. is at risk for dangerously cold, sub-freezing temperatures.
One county in Florida is calling itself a Second Amendment sanctuary after a vote to oppose buybacks on guns.
House Republicans submit their list of impeachment hearing witnesses to Democrats. They have listed eight, and among them are the whistleblower and Hunter Biden.
The U.S. is keeping 500 or 600 troops in Syria after all.
The footprint will be small, but the objective will remain the same.
Madonna is being hit with a class action lawsuit for pushing back the start time of her upcoming Miami show several hours.
Two young men died when a speeding Porsche Boxster hit a curb in Toms River, New Jersey. The impact sent the sports car flying into the second story of a business.
So what's the target?
We believe it's Midway.
Top movie of the weekend was a World War II drama, Midway defeated Dr. Sleep, the sequel to the horror classic The Shining.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, Veterans Day edition of the Dan Morris Show. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. But if you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice. We send that gift basket, $6 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. I got one of those kick butt peppers from there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That thing, it is, the juice of it is just phenomenal. And made the steak taste so good. The only thing that made it not taste good was the Alabama losing.
Mm, yeah.
It didn't have the kind of zing that it normally does. But I tell you, sitting outside watching that game and doing, started out with the ribs. We finished that, got nauseated during the Alabama game, then cooked for the outside for the later game, did the fire pit. It was absolutely great. My favorite fire pit isn't as smoky as the fire pit because there's so many leaves up in the mountain, and those leaves catch on fire, and that's some nasty smoke.
Yeah. Too wet.
I know. Ugh. Well, it's got that dirt leaf smell to it. Okay, so answer that call, and then let's pick back up with Lindsey Graham. And where do we leave off? We left off on three?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Adam Schiff on again and off again on The Whistleblower.
For a long time, Adam Schiff said he wanted to speak to the whistleblower. Then we found out that his staff actually did meet with the whistleblower. So now he doesn't want to speak to the whistleblower in any of these hearings any longer.
Well, because what's going to happen, when you find out who the whistleblower is, I'm confident you're going to find out it's somebody from the deep state. You're going to find out that they had interactions with the Schiff, and this thing's going to stink to high heaven. And the only reason we don't know who the whistleblower is, that it hurts their cause. They're not trying to find the truth here. If you really wanted to know the truth about why Joe Biden said what he did about the prosecutor, if you don't fire this guy, we're going to cut off the money. Well, let's find out, was Hunter Biden in the crosshairs of the prosecutor? This is not about Schiff finding the truth. This is about Schiff trying to destroy the Trump presidency. Mueller looked at Trump 2 years, $25 million, 40 FBI agents, and didn't find anything. Now we got it in the hands of Schiff and Nadler. If you think Schiff is looking for the truth, you shouldn't be allowed to drive anywhere in America because that's a ridiculous concept.
You shouldn't be able to drive anywhere in America. I love Lindsey Graham. He's really kind of coming under his own. Imagine if John McCain would have been around for this.
Oh, good Lord.
It would have been awful. Because he would have said, Donald Trump has broken every constitutional norm there is. I'm kind of surprised that Mitt Romney has been so quiet, but I think that's because of his state. And I think he doesn't want to get too much blowback out of this.
You know, I've learned you can break with the Constitution as long as the whole executive branch is with you.
Yeah, there you go.
But if you're trying to clean house, then how dare you?
Let's go to Red Tide. Red Tide, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good Monday, gentlemen. I guess we found out Saturday who the best football team in America is. That's all I got to say. They deserved it.
Yeah, it's. I tell you what, Alabama. If Alabama were to play their game, mm-hmm. it would have been fine. But they did not play their game. They beat themselves.
No, and you command them LSU receivers and that quarterback. Good God!
Heck, and that running back.
Yeah, I mean they just were.
They went flying over the.
That guy's unreal.
Yeah, and you know, from what I hear, I have a customer whose boyfriend went there, and he said. The crowd was so good to Donald Trump, and I'm very proud of Alabama.
Yeah, I talked to some people that were there, and they said that it really was, for Alabama fans, it's the highlight of the game.
Yes, yes. And, you know, everybody, it did as they were supposed to, be deeply honored that the president would come to our state. You know, Lindsey Graham has become quite the comical snippet man, hasn't he? He's come up with some really good one-liners.
Yeah, he and John Kennedy have seemed to be the keepers of the one-liners.
Yes, and, you know, John McCain was deeply involved in all this stuff.
I know, yeah. He was one of the first stops on the dossier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I think he would be playing it low-key.
Yes, yes. And Meghan McCain kept her mouth shut pretty big the other day, too, with Donald Trump Jr. and him. So... You know, that these people realize what kind of nasty stuff their people have been involved in. May I bring up one thing real quick?
Sure.
Slightly aside. I go to Home Depot a lot, obviously. Oh, and by the way, I saw David Woods coming out of Lowe's yesterday with his two grandkids. We're just beautiful little grandkids, and he's such a nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
And I told him, you know, I was glad he tried to run, and we were both discussing it, how low profile this new mayor has been so far. Really don't hardly hear nothing about what's going on. And poor guy, he's going to have a cold inauguration tomorrow.
He is going to have a cold inauguration. Well, it's interesting. Is it because he's low profile, or is it because the media is not reporting it?
Because I don't know.
Because I understand there are a whole bunch of events that he's been going to with the mayor.
Wow. So, you know, I don't know. David and I were both talking about this. It's just very unusual the way they're changing hands and stuff like that, keeping it so quiet. He says he thinks there's a lot of national interest involved here, that, you know, the local folks just ain't paying much attention.
Yeah. No, there's definitely national interest.
And what I want to say is there's a lady from Venezuela who works at Home Depot now who I had an extended conversation with the other day, and it took no time flat for her to tell me. She said, "Watch out, you Americans, watch out for the Democrats." She says with her heavy Venezuelan accent, she said, "Everything the Democrats are saying now, the Venezuelan government told them years ago." And she said, "None of it came true. The country has collapsed. They all made the same promises. Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders are making free everything, free everything, everything." She said it never came to pass, and the country collapsed. So she said, "You better watch out in this country. Don't let it happen to you." And that was her words verbatim. And I thought that was, I was glad to hear somebody who had been through this socialist democracy change and to give me the warning. And that should be good food for thought for all of us.
Absolutely.
That it ain't going to work.
Absolutely. And I think if Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders is the nominee, that needs to be the tack, is that if you elect them, you can say goodbye to the United States of America.
Well, she knew enough to mention those by name. She said, "These two guys are doing exactly what Chavez did." And she said, "Don't fall for it." And she lives here now. She said, "I had to leave the country. It collapsed. There was no money, no jobs, no nothing. I had to get out." So I'm glad to hear that. I wish she'd come on the radio and tell everybody. I need to go over there and tell her to give you a call, don't I?
You do. What department is she in?
She's actually working around the pro desk on Eastern Boulevard. That would be the contractor's desk and the contractor. She usually is the contractor. Very short lady. And all you got to do is hear one word. And, you know, if I hear a foreign accent, I ask where somebody's from immediately so I can collect information and data for my own database. And I get a lot of data, and I enjoy foreigners because I was brought up by foreigners, as my mother used to say.
Foreigners.
She used to hate that. So, and she spoke better English than most of the people around here anyway.
So are you painting outside today?
Just did a little outside. I'm going to be inside the rest of the week. I had plenty to do outside, but I happened to grab hold of a good inside job right over there, Wind Ridge, on Old Marsh. I'm going to do it. Because we ain't going to have no fun the rest of the week.
Yeah. Oh, Wind Ridge is a great area.
It is. The houses that hadn't cracked and fallen down, the ones they put upright are good. But some of them, like poor old Joe Hagler's house, that house, I went in and had a crack in the living room wall, two stories tall. I could stick my leg in.
What?
So, yes, sir. That's prairie soil over there, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about prairie soil. I know prairie soil.
Louder built a bunch of homes that they did not prep the foundation, and they cracked up. On the right side of Old Marsh going into back of Wind Lakes, a bunch of those are falling apart.
Yeah, I've got a client over there, and that stucco is a mess over there.
Oh, it is. And Osham came in for $100,000, and the house cracked again, and they went to court, sued, and lost.
Oh, wow.
The owner did, because American Home Shield does the warranty, which ain't worth a damn. But I know this is all aside from politics. And I think this week is going to be even a bigger bomb than the last hearings. The pisser is they're doing it again when another foreign dignitary comes to town. They do this every time Donald Trump has gotten international business. I'm tired of it. The man's got a country to run, you know?
Yeah, let me tell you something. You're going to get this more in Lindsey Graham, and then when Senator John Kennedy is talking about it. This was, from the very get-go, this was what the plan is. And basically what you're seeing is the Democrats are trying to obstruct government and obstruct Donald Trump.
And internationally and in within our board.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And somebody, and I think the Trump campaign can do it. They need to be able to clearly articulate this in ads. I think they're going to let the story be the story, but they need to be able to think about how they're going to clearly articulate this in media ads.
Yes. Well, I'm sure our president has got a real damn good plan for these bumpers. I can't wait to see it. I think we're going to have any of these Democrats he runs against. He's going to chew them up and spit them out, and they're going to go down in the drain, buddy. And I'm looking forward to every damn bit of it, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. The IG report, I'm really looking forward to that, because I think when your people are talking about it, they're talking about it in a very explosive way.
Yeah. And CBS Face the Nation is so over-focused on this. CBS is making a big mistake by putting all their eggs in this basket, as far as I'm concerned. The eggs are in.
Yeah, I got Margaret Brennan in here.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Have a great Veterans Day. Thank you to our veterans. I make sure and thank them for our service every time I see one, and they just certainly deserve it. Roll Tide, go Trump, fellas.
Thank you. Let me go to a break and come back. Damn our show. Right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Why would anybody buy a zero-turn riding mower this time of year? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with five reasons why now is the best time to buy a new or used Hustler zero-turn mower. First, due to the lack of rain this summer, we're having a drought sale, saving you hundreds on all remaining 2019 Hustler ZTRs. Second, the 2019 Hustler demo mowers are now available, saving you over $2,000 on slightly used Hustlers that still have the full factory warranty. Third, avoid the 2020 price increases due to the steel tariffs. Fourth, 0% interest financing or no payment until April 2020. And finally, if you're a landscaper, you can write it off on this year's taxes. Bottom line, there's really only one reason to buy now. Save lots of money. Hustler Zero Turn Mowers at CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Ooh, sorry about that. Definitely have to go out to Costco and get me a new set of glasses. Hey, when they you go cockeyed on you here. Okay, let me stick with Lindsey Graham talking about Adam Schiff on the. On the then and off whistleblower, did we put? I thought, No. We're playing five, right?
Yeah.
Let's hit it.
You're making a really important point, and I want to make sure that our audience understands the way you're connecting the dots right here, because for almost 3 years, this country was up in arms over the potential of Donald Trump colluding with the Russians. Now, we are waiting on the John Durham now criminal investigation. We're waiting on the IG report to get to the details of exactly what transpired in 2016. But many of these players that we're talking about when it comes to Ukraine are the same players that dropped those breadcrumbs and tried to spread a narrative of President Trump that was absolutely not true. And that did not stop the media from driving the bus on this and having this hysteria for 2.5 years of this president's administration. One of the people on the GOP's list is Nellie Orr, Senator, former contractor for Fusion GPS. Why do you think she's on this list?
Well, I think they were trying to find the connection between the whistleblower complaint and what happened in 2016. Here's what they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know that the whistleblower was on the Brennan team, if he was. They don't want you to know that he's tied to the people who falsely got on a warrant against Carter Page four times. They don't want you to know that he's tied to the group that set up a counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign in 2016. It would blow them out of the water if, in fact, the whistleblower was connected to a Democratic candidate and came from the CIA world that's been trying to destroy the Trump presidency before he got elected. That's why they don't want you to know who this person is.
Yeah.
Do you sense from that he knows something, or do you think he's guessing?
I think he knows something.
Interesting. Because he absolutely is right. That's what I'm really looking forward to, and we're going to definitely do it on the show, is the connecting of the dots. We tried to do the best we could with what we had that we felt responsible in reporting of connecting the dots. And I think what we have been saying is going to prove out to be correct. But I think it's going to be bigger than that. It's going to be very apparent that this was orchestrated. And I think James Comey saying, well, I'm confident that when they look at everything, they'll just know that we were doing our job.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's going to be the case at all. So let's continue on with Lindsey Graham talking about the process.
which is why you have a resolution with 50 senators having signed it about the process of what has taken place. Tell us about that resolution and where is that going?
Well, we looked at every other impeachment, the Nixon impeachment, the Clinton impeachment, and we found out that the president's counsel was allowed to cross-examine witnesses making accusations against the president. That's not allowed here. The president's counsel cannot participate in the Intel committee inquiries. It's been done behind closed doors. Everything afforded Nixon and Clinton has been denied Trump. So this is the first time ever that impeachment has been driven by a member of Congress rather than outside counsel. There was outside counsel in Nixon, there was outside counsel in Clinton, and Mueller was an outside counsel. The first time in the history that we've had a partisan politician push impeachment, and the process in the House is way different than what happened in the past, and denying the Republicans the ability to trace the Hunter Biden conflict of interest storyline and deny them the ability to expose the whistleblower, again, is basically denying the president the ability to defend himself. And what are they hiding?
What are they hiding? News Talk 93.1, Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Tammy, let me tell you about how to bring in those big deer.
Randy, I know how to attract the big bucks.
Aha, very funny. At Prattville Farm Center, we've been helping hunters be successful for over 35 years.
We have the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get those big bucks.
That's right, Tammy. We don't believe in gimmicks or magic seed. We just believe in sound planting practices that work.
So come see us today at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Now that we're done talking about those big bucks, how about those cute does?
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump today speaking before the start of the annual Veterans Day parade in New York City.
This nation is forever in your debt, and we thank you all.
Today marked the 100th year since the event began. The United Nations nuclear watchdog reporting more violations of an international agreement by Iran.
UN inspectors saying they found man-made uranium at a location Iran had failed to declare. The revelation follows a series of public breaches by Iran in recent months of its international nuclear deal after the U.S. quit that agreement.
Fox's Simon Owen. A federal judge dismissing a lawsuit filed by President Trump designed to block the House from obtaining his state tax returns. The judge, a Trump appointee, ruled the president could not challenge the case in D.C. federal court. No word from the White House whether a suit will be filed in another jurisdiction. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We are on the eve of some drastic weather changes, but for today on this Veterans Day, very comfortable. High temperature in the lower 70s. Much of the day dry. Some spotty showers possible later on in the afternoon. Then tonight, periods of rain. The Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning. Windy, sharply colder, low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain in the morning. High temperature may reach the mid-40s by, let's say, mid to late morning, and then fall off drastically. We'll be in the 30s by sunset. North winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour will make it seem colder. Tuesday night, clear, cold, the first freeze. I think the low temperature on Wednesday morning of 24 is in jeopardy. We could tie it possibly. Wind chill into the middle teens and sunshine on Wednesday with a high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
WACV 272-9228, that's where we are. Wow, here's a guy who I bet was up in the mountains recently. Let's go to the phones, let's go to Chad. Chad, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show, Veterans Day Edition.
On my way home right now.
Oh man, how was it up there?
Beautiful. They just had the big food and wine festival at the Highlands this weekend, and it was fantastic. So, like on a Saturday night, a winery sponsors, you know, a different restaurant. They do all sorts of pairings and everything, and it was fabulous.
That is great. What's the stage? Are the ladies, are they passed now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I went to Mentone this weekend. It was beautiful up there.
Yeah. There's a little bit, you know, my son and I went and did a little trout fishing Saturday morning. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we caught some beautiful 5-6 pound rainbow. I mean, they were huge. We just had a great time. Of course, it's catch and release when we were fishing. But we were in between like two ridge lines, and there were some pretty leaves on the, you know, the tops of the ridge lines. It was just an iconic fall afternoon. And it warmed up. I mean, we started off, Dan, at 21 degrees. But by the time we got to lunch around, it's about 50, real comfortable.
Yeah.
So perfect fishing.
That's the way it was up in Mentone. I literally was wearing a short sleeve shirt yesterday up in Mentone.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday's even warmer, so for sure. But so we've got the impeachment, non-impeachment, whistleblower, non-whistleblower stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
And now we're hearing about Lev, whatever his name is, the Russian who's going to come forward. And say something was said in a conversation about Giuliani, which two other people to the conversation apparently are saying, no, that never happened, and that's not what happened in the conversation. So it's just going to be enough. This is just like the Kavanaugh hearing, you know? They roll out another person. They're not going to have Bindman, you know, because he's trash. They're not going to have the whistleblower because he's a Democratic operative spy, Obama left over. So, you know, can you imagine the guy who got it started? And here, Adam Schiff thinks that American people think that, oh, yeah, well, it's not necessary to have him. We already know what he was going to say. It's redundant, you know. So nobody gets to hear about his connections with the Obama administration or his connections with Biden or his connections with CIA Director Brennan or any of that other stuff.
Yeah, and they have to protect his life, too.
Yeah. because now President Trump is a threat to the... Let me tell you something, Dan, and I think you're going to pick this up, too. Most people, almost all people are tired of this crap, right?
Oh, yeah. I want to tell you something. When I was up in Mentone, that was the conversation without a doubt. And that's not a big Republican area, but they were just adamant that the Democrats are just having in for Trump, and several said, and having in for this country.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, CNN and ABC did Man on the Street interviews, last week, both of them did, trying to find somebody who would say something different. And they all said, this is all political, it's just the Democrats, they just don't like having the president there. But the worst thing I think that Nancy Pelosi did was put Adam Schiff in charge of it. Because he even looks shifty, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and optics, as you know, since you did that for a living for President Reagan, optics are everything.
Absolutely.
And he looks horrible. I mean, it is a star chamber where he sets up the witnesses. Now he's going to deny every witness that Nunes has asked for. You know that, don't you? He's not going to let any of those witnesses come forward, right? It's never going to happen. So this so-called agreement where we're going to have a public hearing. No, we're only going to let you hear the witnesses that we have already trained like SEALs to testify. And you're only going to hear what we want you to hear, all right? But eventually, the music is going to end. It's going to have to go to the Senate. And then when we have real cross-examination and real witnesses, people are going to open their eyes and say, ah, yes, exactly what we thought it was, just a whole BS set up by the Democrats. And probably by that time, we'll have, you know, the IG report and probably some indictments, you know, out of the Department of Justice. This is all a false flag to divert the attention away from this IG report and these indictments. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you. They're trying to, like I said, there's a rush for the door, and they're trying to get to the door first, but the public just isn't buying it.
Did you see Jake Tapper's interview of Jim Jordan?
I did.
Holy cow. I have you ever seen a CNN person interview a Democrat representative like that?
Nope.
A total cross-examination? And you know, Tapper was just totally disconnected. He can't see that the very thing that you're accusing Trump of is exactly what Hillary Clinton and the Democrats did with the, you know, with the dossier.
They are so lack of curiosity about Ukraine, about the dossier, and about FISA. And that's why I think that the FISA thing is going to be so damning to them, because it's really going to get the origins and that they were manipulating data to try to hurt Donald Trump.
Well, if they end up, and I think they will, if they end up indicting some top Department of Justice officials for defrauding the FISA court, that's big time.
Oh, right? Absolutely. But let me tell you, get ready for the media to say, well, they're innocent until proven guilty.
Yes, of course they are. Of course they are. You know, but I think they're going to have a difficult time with that, because I can almost guarantee you that the Department of Justice has also interviewed and talked with the judges on the FISA court to find out what was represented to them and what was said and what was not said. So it's going to be very interesting. But we all know where this is going. So we have competing narratives. The real question is, will the Democrats have muddied the waters enough that nobody cares about either investigation? And that's my concern, is will the Democrats get away with what they did in 2016? With the dossier and with using, you know, our intelligence agencies and the FBI to domestically spy on a campaign.
If nobody goes to jail, then they will.
That's right. If nobody goes to jail, it'll be a big ho-hum. But I have a feeling that this prosecutor that's there and General Barr, that's not going to happen. You know, he's not having a grand jury just to review the evidence and then not have any charges. You know, he's having a grand jury because he knows he's got him. Got somebody, you know. And I think it's going to be multiple somebodies in the Department of Justice. And maybe Brennan.
I was about to ask, how high do you think it goes up?
Rosenstein. I think Rosenstein's fingerprints are all over this crap.
I think he is, too.
He signed off on every one of those fines.
Well, he didn't sign off on every one of them. He signed off on the last one.
I thought he signed off on a couple of them. But for sure the last one, which is the one he definitely shouldn't have signed off.
It was the last one.
It was the last one. You have Comey's name is on number one, number two.
Right.
And then McCabe is on number three. Mm-hmm. Sally Yates is in there. I think she's on number two. But those are the guys. I think Rubicki, I think McCabe, I think Yates is going to be in trouble.
Right. Well, wasn't she involved in the unmasking stuff, too?
She was involved in the Flynn things and
right.
The trying to do the Logan Act and using that as the means.
Right. Well, I think we're going to have, with the ambassador, what's her name, who's doing all the unmasking, I think we're also going to basically failed to follow DOJ policies and other policies for unmasking of people. Because they were, right when Obama was leaving, they were unmasking people's names left. There were hundreds of people, unmasking.
And see, that's where Durham and the IG are going to cross. And I think Rice, I think Samantha Powers, I think all those people are going to have some real explaining to do.
Yeah, Rice and Powers especially. You're exactly right. You're exactly. But the one last thing I have to say is there's no way Obama didn't know about this. There's no way. He knew, and pretty much, Clapper is pretty much saying, I didn't do anything about the president. To do it.
But you know that they've, you have to have solid proof to get ABC, NBC, and CBS to even think of that.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to, unless you have a picture of Obama signing an order, an executive order, requiring, the CIA to spy on Trump, they're never going to run it. I mean, they don't even run half the stuff that's come out in these hearings in favor of the Republicans.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
You look at that Jake Tapper interview. That does it would not matter what Jim Jordan said. It would not matter anything he said yesterday. Jake Tapper was having none of it. He didn't care.
Yeah.
He didn't care that the vice president's son was getting $50,000 a month for a no-show job. He doesn't care about him getting $1.5 billion of Chinese investment money after he goes on a trip with his dad to China and flies back. Even though this guy was kicked out of the Navy for drugs, has all sorts. He lost his law license, right?
Yeah.
Has been in rehab multiple times, has no visible talent in anything, and basically is just, and admitted even on the interview that, I got these jobs because of who my last name is, so even if it's not illegal, corrupt, and that's it. But people like Jake Tapper don't care,
Let me tell you, the reason we are where we are right now is because of the media. The media is complicit. They're looking the other way. It doesn't fall into their narrative. They're fully on board with the Dems and with the deep state, and they're trying to get this thing, the toothpaste, back in the tube.
Yeah, John Solomon has emails from the State Department, and the only place you see those are on Fox News. The rest of the media won't even look at them. They won't even report the emails that he's got, with the Obama administration, setting the whole damn thing up.
Well, here's even worse, is they're attacking John Solomon. If you look at what the Washington Post is saying about John Solomon and CNN now, they're basically calling him every name in the book.
But he has been a well-respected journalist for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, because somebody disagrees with is telling the truth, it doesn't mean that they're on the payroll of somebody.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and everything, if you read Solomon's column and his blog, he cites specific documents. He's not giving opinions, He's saying, this is what we found. This is what it looks like. Tell me where I'm wrong. And it gets ignored, except on maybe when Hannity brings him on, which is the only reason I watch Hannity is to watch John Solomon. Otherwise, I can't take Hannity.
There you go. A little bit of Hannity goes a long, long way.
Well, he said the same talking points over and over again. It's no independent critical thinking skills, in my opinion. All right, listen, you guys have a great one, okay?
Thank you. Drive safe.
Bye-bye.
Tell Mama I said hi. Good call. 272-9228. Let's get down to some other business here. John Kennedy. Kind of long. I think we can get cut number one in here. This is Stop and Go. This is John Kennedy with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation.
Good morning, Senator, and congrats on the big win.
Listen to this.
Thank you, Margaret. It was a great game. I'm proud of our youngsters, but Alabama played a great game, too.
Very generous of you there. I want to quickly get to the issue at hand. You heard.
I meant it. Actually, I meant it.
I'm glad. In our show open, you heard a quote from yourself talking about what is appropriate and inappropriate in terms of quid pro quos. If a quid pro quo was shown to be for the president's own political benefit, is that appropriate?
The quid pro quo, in my judgment, is a red herring. Here are the two possible scenarios. Number one, the president asked for an investigation of a political rival. Number two, The president asked for an investigation of possible corruption by someone who happens to be a political rival. The latter would be in the national interest. The former would be in the president's parochial interest and would be over the line. I think this case is going to come down to the president's intent, his motive. Did he have a culpable state of mind? For me, Margaret, there are only two relevant questions that need to be answered. Why did the president ask for an investigation?
Mm-hmm.
And number two, and this is inextricably linked to the first question, what did Mr. Hunter Biden do for the money?
Well, I want to ask you now, there have been more than 2,500 pages of sworn testimony that have been released to the public. Have you read any of those depositions?
Mm-hmm. I've read some, but any lawyer, in my judgment, who knows a law book from a J. Crew catalog knows that a sterile transcript is no substitute for live witnesses.
Now, what you're going to get out of this is she is just leading him on, trying to go, is, how do they get you a vote for impeachment? And that's the whole thing. They're trying to find out what is the bar from these people so they can go hit the bar. Or they can say they've hit the bar. News Talk 93.1, Demo Show, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, boys and girls. Let's get back to John Kennedy. Now, watch how Margaret Brennan from Face the Nation is trying to bait John Kennedy and lead him down a particular path. She does this, does not do it with Democrats, does it with Republicans concerning Trump and impeachment.
So I just want to ask you specifically because of the point you're making in terms of differentiating intent, motive, and culpable state of mind. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, a decorated Army officer who gave sworn testimony, it was released this week. He currently works at the White House. Listened to President Trump's call with the Ukrainian president, and he testified, quote, there was no doubt that the president was seeking political investigations of political rivals. Mm-hmm. So, is it appropriate to ask foreign governments to investigate Americans?
Well, it depends on the circumstances. I'm not going to go through the two scenarios that I just gave you, but it depends on the circumstances. And I would say this about the transcript. I can comment on the gentleman's testimony if you let me hear his live testimony, let me hear the cross-examination, let me judge his credibility, let me judge his body language, and also allow the opposing party to call their own witnesses and rebuttal. That's due process. Mm-hmm. Not only allowing the witnesses you want, as the chairman has done, and then leaking selective portions of it to friendly members of the media who lap it up like a pup.
Good job on redirection by Senator John Kennedy. And Margaret Brennan, you could tell she had this kind of cross look on her face during that particular part of the interview. Mm-hmm. And they were doing the cross screen on it. I mean, she just is kind of like, why are you're not answering what I want? You're not saying what I want you to say here. So let's continue on with John Kennedy. And again, listen to Margaret Brennan.
Well, all the depositions that I'm quoting from are now publicly released. So it was
now
the government that released
them. But before, when they were trying to establish the narrative with the American people, they were selectively leaking.
Right. Well, now the case has got to be made to the American public. Now the case has to be made to the American public in these public hearings. So is there anything that you could hear from Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, if and when he's called to testify, that would lead you to ever vote for the removal of the president?
Well, again, I've got to hear the testimony.
So that means maybe.
If you try to assess how a trial is going for a defendant, you don't just listen to the lawyer's opening statements and you don't just read the transcript. You sit there and listen to all the testimony, the cross-examination, and the context.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Speaker Pelosi's decision and Adam Schiff's decision to prevent the Republicans from calling their own witnesses in the live testimony is just doubling down on stupid. The American people, I think, are going to look at this and go, I get it. They're going to give the president a fair and impartial firing squad.
So
that's not due process.
Wow.
That was good. Scary. And let me tell you, what she was trying to do is get him to say, yes, if I find grounds, I would vote for impeachment. And then her headline would be, Republicans breaking from Trump.
Right.
And that's all they were trying to do. That's all. This morning Joe was doing that. She was doing that. MSNBC was doing that. It's crazy what they're doing. Let's continue on with our good buddy John Kennedy.
But you're not suggesting here that the witnesses, like Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, lack credibility?
I don't know. I wasn't allowed to hear them. What I am telling you is that if it can be demonstrated that the president asked for and had the requisite state of mind, that the president asked for an investigation of a political rival, that's over the line.
Okay.
But if he asked for an investigation of possible corruption by someone who happens to be a political rival, that's not over the line.
So over the line, does that mean impeachable?
Yeah, probably.
So there is something you could hear that could potentially persuade you to vote for removal?
Well, I can't answer that, Margaret, because that encompasses all possible scenarios. That's like asking me, if I didn't go fishing Saturday, how many fish would I have caught? What I'm saying is that it ought to be fair. It ought to be public. I read somewhere that democracy dies in darkness. It ought to be public. Both sides ought to be able to call their witnesses in front of God and country and the American people, and then let the American people decide. And the president and his counsel should be allowed to participate. Now, I think that would be fair, and then I will happily judge the evidence. But you can't limit the witnesses, as Chairman Schiff and Speaker Pelosi are doing, selectively leak portions of the transcript that favor your opinion to friendly members of the press who lap it up like a puppy. I don't think any fair-minded person in the Milky Way believes that Speaker Pelosi or Chairman Schiff are impartial.
I love this guy.
He's so good.
I love this guy. And he kept bringing her back to the actual point that what she wasn't asking about. And, I mean, why don't reporters ask, are you conducting a fair hearing? And listen to them, and what they're going to do is they're going to say, well, all we're doing is modeling what they did with Bill Clinton and this kind of stuff. But then they don't challenge him on the fact that they're wrong with that.
Yeah, it's completely different. Let's look at the text of the rules in the Clinton impeachment and the text of the rules y'all passed.
Well, so many people got this total thing wrong of that they're following the exact same rules, and that they didn't really have any evidence then, but they have evidence now. Oh, my goodness. Pull up Kevin McCarthy real quick. Let me at least get the first one of this.
All right. Yeah, he was on with Maria Bartiromo.
Yep.
She's getting all the good guests.
She is. Well, actually, Ed Henry now has a new show on Saturday at 12 o'clock.
Very cool. That is great. Maria, from that book, Lee Smith's book, Maria Bartiromo was one of the few journalists back in 2015, 2016, who said, this is too good to be true. When all the echo chambers going off, the Russians hacked the DNC and the Clintons, and they did it to help Trump, and Trump and them are probably, you know, cooking something up with the Russians. Maria heard that and saw all her colleagues going with that, going, that doesn't make any sense. That's all too knit and put together too well.
Well, listen to Kevin McCarthy. He's basically saying that, yeah, he was part of a coup.
Democrats are preparing to kick off this public phase of the House impeachment inquiry next week in the Intel Committee, with the first open hearing set for this Wednesday. House Republicans have submitted a list of 8 witnesses that they'd like to hear from. They include Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. They include the whistleblower who sparked this entire inquiry. And joining me right now on the telephone is House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Congressman, I want to ask you about this list first. How did this list come about? I also want to ask you why you're making these changes in the Intel Committee, putting Jim Jordan where you are, changing the questioners around. But first, the list of Devin Archer, Hunter Biden, Alexandria Haloupa, David Hale, Tim Morrison, Nellie Orr, Ambassador Kurt Volker, the anonymous whistleblower whose secondhand complaint initiated this impeachment inquiry, and all individuals relied upon by the anonymous whistleblower in drafting his or her secondhand complaint. Tell us how you came up with this list.
What we did, we sat with Devin, the Intel Committee. We sat with Oversight and Foreign Affairs, and we looked at it. We looked at all what has transpired. Remember that Adam Schiff started this all by wanting the whistleblower to testify. And now Adam Schiff gets to decide who comes forward, and now he's fighting the whistleblower from coming forward. Why is he doing that? Is it because we found out that he met and the staff met with him? Is it because we found out now the whistleblower's attorney had tweeted that the coup had started, that impeachment will follow ultimately, that he predicted this attorney, that CNN will play a key role? Maria, it is clear now more than ever, this is a calculated coup, and it is being orchestrated by Adam Schiff. We are watching him orchestrate a takedown of a president after we just celebrated 30 years of taking down the Berlin Wall.
Great. I tell you, all these guys we're playing today, they've gotten their stride, they've gotten their process, they understand how to use the language. Much better job this weekend than any weekend I can think of previously. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Reb Udell the Great, he's next. Adios.